Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 21st, 1792, a bill was introduced in the Assembly of Barbados regarding the well-being and protection of the enslaved. If passed, the willful murder of an enslaved individual would be considered a felony. According to John Poyer, this was not the first time that a law of this nature had been presented within the walls of government. Such a law had been introduced to the Assembly but flatly rejected. After all, most, if not all of the members of the Assembly were themselves slave owners. Thus, little regard for the protection of the lives of the enslaved was had amongst this group, and such a law could certainly implicate them in the future. By 1792, the buzz for abolition was already ongoing, with notable figures within England such as Wilberforce and Clarkson fighting for the abolition of the slave trade and general protection of the enslaved. As a result, the Barbadian lawmakers earned quite the reputation for their vehement aversion to the security of these individuals, so reflected by the insufficiency of their laws. The internal push, however, came from one seemingly determined man by the name of Dr. Hines, who reintroduced the bill. Upon defending his decision, he spoke with much passion, attempting to sway the thoughts of his colleagues by appealing to their sense of humanity. In fact, according to Poyer, his well-crafted argument could only be opposed by racial prejudices or the tyrant's fears. It is important to further contextualize these events. Slavery itself was constructed and perpetuated by instilling the concept of inferiority into the enslaved population. By August 1792, this belief was being challenged head-on in the nearby French colony of Saint-Domingue, where the Haitian Revolution was in full swing. No doubt, this rebellion heightened the fears of many across the Caribbean. Thus, to present the idea that the lives of the black enslaved were valuable, worthy enough that murder could be checked and punishable by law, would not be easily welcomed. Dr. Hines's proposition was therefore met by strong opposition. Other members of the Assembly, namely Mr. Husbands and Mr. Beckles, sounded their rebuttal in a long and lively debate. Sadly, but not particularly surprisingly, the pleas of Dr. Hines were simply not enough, as the bill criminalizing the willful murder of the enslaved was once again lost on this day, August 21st, 1792.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.